We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
It's time to embark on a twisting and turning journey through sports. A strange journey.
What can I do? How can I reverse this?
Sit back, relax.
Yeah, and ignore that last part if you're driving. Always have your hands at 10 and 2 with 97.3 on your radio. Gwen and Chris go through the best of the rest of the day. The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Anybody heard of this guy, Roy Hobbs? He just signed with the Padres, $30 million deal.
Roy Hobbs.
Like the That's natural?
Yeah.
I was going to say.
I'm just being scraby and falling for a tweet.
I was going to say, like, I've heard that name before.
Did he have a kidney issue where he's bleeding through his
uniform? Yes, and then he hits one off the light standard. Come
for
on.
Like the
Padres need an outfielder.
All right. Well, you didn't get me.
Oh, I came close.
Hey, everybody. If you're looking for something to do tonight, join Coach John Katera tonight and every Thursday night at Draft at Belmont Park to watch Thursday Night Football. Enjoy over 70 beers on tap along with San Diego's greatest game day grub. Again, that's Coach Katera at Draft in Coach's Corner from 5 to 7 every Thursday. Details at DraftSanDiego.com. No time to waste because we have a huge story today. A huge
number five
story, and it just so happens COVID police have to get involved. And that's because Antonio Brown was found. Well, let me read it so I get it right before you guys jump down my throat about what I read. Tampa Bay Buccaneers wide receiver Antonio Brown has been suspended 3 games for violating the NFLPA's COVID-19 protocols, the league announced today. The league and players union found that Brown was among 3 players to misrepresent their vaccination status. A former live-in chef of Brown's said earlier this month that AB had obtained a fake COVID-19 vaccination card over the summer. And in a little bit of further on that, Antonio Brown's attorney came out and said that made this statement about it. Mr. Brown is vaccinated and continues to support the vaccine for any person for whom it is appropriate. The NFL made its determination, and instead of going through the drawn-out and distracting process of challenging the outcome, Mr. Brown wrapped this up promptly, and he will make the most out of this time by treating his ankle injury. Mr. Brown will be motivated, well-rested, and in the best shape of his life when he returns in Week 16. So that is what they're saying. So basically, he's not admitting that he did anything wrong. He's just trying to get this behind him and all of that good stuff. Now, the other thing that I'm seeing on Twitter is that people...
Is there a question in here somewhere?
Yes. Many people... Thank you, Chris. You should have just let me go. I could have gone like... I could have just kept going.
I was thinking it, but I wasn't going to say it.
Many people are wondering why Aaron Rodgers, who violated protocols, was not suspended. So, Chris, you're up first. If the NFL suspends Antonio Brown, should they have suspended Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know. And the reason I don't know is because the rules are in every COVID situation are different.
Yeah.
And so it's been that way the entire time. I will say this. I mean, Antonio Brown, you know, upsets me a great deal here. You know, if indeed he really truly did, which is what they found out, made himself a fake vaccine card. I mean, that really bothers me just in general. So, you know, he says he's vaccinated. Well, then why would you make up a card. The whole thing is a little crazy to me, but to answer your question that finally came
20 minutes later,
it's just too hard to answer because every COVID situation is different, and that's what I have to go with here. In retrospect, I mean, I kind of like everybody being suspended for every violation, but you know, there's a lot of rules along the way that I don't really know by heart, so it's hard for me to really say one way or the other.
Tony, if the NFL suspends Antonio Brown, should they have suspended Aaron Rodgers?
I think these are two different cases. Because although Aaron Rodgers lied to everybody else, apparently he didn't lie to the NFL. They knew the whole time that he was not. They were treating him as a non-vaccinated player. So by that standard, no, he shouldn't have been, because the NFL knew all along what his vaccination status was. However, in Antonio Brown's case, this foolishness of getting a fake vaccine card when he could have just not been vaccinated and played all the same. Like, we've watched Aaron Rodgers do it. So, I mean, the part that is baffling to me is what would possess him to make it up? He could have just not got it. Instead, he makes it up. And now, I mean, it ends up working out because he was going to miss these next two games anyway. But let's say he was healthy. He would have been missing two or three games, and I bet you he would have been at risk of getting cut on this ball club.
He still might be.
Yeah, he very well still might be. Because
Tom Brady's never letting that happen.
That'll be the only thing that saves him, because you remember how reluctant Bruce Arians was to bring him in the first place. So we'll see. But this is the epitome of foolishness right here. Because this is completely self-
Inflicted.
You would think that somebody of Antonio Brown's stature, if they were going to get a fake vaccine card made, would be able to afford a good one that couldn't be detected.
Well, apparently, it must have been pretty good, because he was all in the clear until his disgruntled chef decided to snitch.
Oh, that's right.
Well, because you know why? And
he wasn't paying his bill.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. If you are going to do dirt, right, you better make sure everything is cleaned up around you.
Yeah.
At the very least. Because if you're not paying people, they're likely going to tell on you.
They're going to be like, I have nothing
and
to lose.
And this isn't like $5, by the way. This is like $10,000.
I think it was $10,000.
That at least the former chef is saying that he was owed.
Yeah. All right. We'll figure it out. I'm not going to get into it anymore.
Number four.
Right before the clock struck midnight and the owners decided to impose a lockout on the players, that came with a freeze on all transactions. But the Boston Red Sox got one more move out of their system via trade. Out of nowhere, they sent Hunter Renfro to the Milwaukee Brewers in exchange for old friend of the Red Sox, Jackie Bradley Jr., as well as a couple prospects. This is going to be Hunter Renfro's fourth team in seven seasons of big league service. So, Tony, why do you think Hunter Renfro can't catch on with the team?
I don't know. Well, listen, as you said, is this fourth team, what, five?
He's played officially because he hasn't actually played for the Brewers yet.
Right.
So he's played for three teams in six seasons. Four teams in seven seasons.
I mean, this isn't like crazy abnormal, right? I mean, you see guys bounce around until they figure it out. I think ultimately for the Red Sox, Hunter Renfro is going to be kind of expensive. He had another good season last year. I think he's arbitration eligible. Milwaukee's in a different place in terms of they need a bat. They lost Avisel Garcia, I believe, in free agency, so they need to replace him. So Hunter Renfro kind of fits that Milwaukee Brewer team and what they do. So it's a good fit for him. Why it is that he hasn't been able to stick with the team, I don't know. I think he's been a solid player, especially the last couple of years.
He's been a good teammate, too.
Yeah, he's been a good teammate. So, I mean, I don't know. Sometimes you just haven't. Guys just haven't found the fit. It seems like Hunter is in that category. I think he will, though, eventually.
All right, Chris, why do you think Hunter Renfro hasn't caught on with the team yet?
Well, I think that this is just a happenstance more than anything else. You know, I mean, I think that they found a spot for him, to move him the first time to Toronto. They found a spot for him to move him to Boston. Some guys just end up getting traded a bunch. Doesn't mean that they can't catch on with a team or don't fit. Maybe they just are the guy that everybody keeps asking for in trade. I mean, maybe you could look at it that way if you're Hunter Renfrow.
Ooh, that's a good point.
So I don't necessarily think there's anything to it other than the fact it just worked out this way for him. And, you know, I hope he does well in Milwaukee, but not against the Padres.
Exactly.
Number three.
I've lost my document in the many tabs that I have. Okay, here it is. Cristiano Ronaldo has scored the 800th goal of his career for club and country with his strike for Manchester United against Arsenal. The 36-year-old is leading scorer in men's international football with 115, the Champions League 140, and the European Championship with 14. Ronaldo's 800th goal came just over 2 years after he reached 700, and he has now scored 337 goals in 372 matches since turning 30. So I wanted to ask it like this, because we here in America probably consider Tom Brady as the best athlete in American history. Where does Cristiano Ronaldo rank, Chris, on the athletes around the world?
All-time athlete all around the world?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. He's in the top 50 somewhere. I mean, he's a fantastic goal scorer, and he does that as well as anybody ever has. I don't know. Is he regarded as the best soccer player?
That's
he doesn't usually win that award. Messi seems to get it more than he does. But I would think, you know, the statistics you laid out there, if you're a one-trick pony in soccer, but that one trick is that you can score goals, that's really important. Because nobody else can seem to do it.
Yeah.
So I got to put him somewhere in the top 50 worldwide. But I think in America, the greatest athlete of all time. Still MJ. Thank you, Tom Brady.
Not Tom.
Fans.
Wait,
but,
really?
I'm just going to go
definitely
there.
MJ.
Oh. But MJ wasn't winning championships in his
40s.
You're
talking about greatest winner? Okay.
MJ wasn't even playing in his 40s.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, that is fault.
All right. Let me give you this name before Tony answers. Is Cristiano Ronaldo better over time in the history of the world than Muhammad Ali?
It's hard for me to say. Chris seemed...
I'll give you a look just because I think they're even in the same league.
Same category, yeah.
I don't think they're in the same league. Muhammad Ali changed sports and the humanity forever.
Along
with being one of the most dominant performers in his sport. Cristiano Ronaldo scores goals and does it as well as anybody. But, I mean, I'm not a good soccer guy to ask, but ask people in soccer who's more famous. Ronaldo, Messi, Pele.
Right.
I think Ronaldo comes in third there.
You still have a lot of people that feel like Pele.
Pele, yeah, right.
Great as ever. To answer your question,
yes,
Scray,
please.
I'd put him in the top 30.
Ooh.
I mean, when we say top best athlete, I mean, I don't know if you... I've tried to play soccer.
It's not easy.
It's not easy.
No, to do what he does is impressive.
And he's doing it at what, 36?
36,
That's old in soccer. I mean, you...
Told most sports.
It is. You're running a lot of miles. He covers a lot of ground. He's lost a step, I think, at this point. But, yeah, he's still up there. One of the greatest athletes, I think, worldwide.
Just to be clear... Who's the number one athlete of all time across the entire world?
It's got to be MJ or Muhammad.
I'm not going to argue those.
As long as Tom Brady's not in there, I'm on board. No.
Tom's the greatest winner, for sure. I mean, Michael has an argument there, too.
Yeah.
He hasn't played as long, but he never lost in the final.
Sure, Tom's lost a few Super Bowls. And I got attacked by Patriots fans on Twitter for what I said earlier about Tom cheating and everything following him.
Yeah, I'm glad they attacked you for that, because Tom had nothing to do with that category, and you brought him in there anyway.
Deflategate, ever heard of it?
Ever heard of it?
I mean...
he gets so angry over there in his little corner.
I just wanted to tell the Tom
in
Brady...
In his little corner.
The Tom Brady fans, I do... Respect Tom Brady, okay?
So no,
please,
you don't.
Please stop.
You can't call him a cheater.
You look to place him in every type of drama that is around him.
I believe.
Do you remember how upset he was when Tom Brady flew down and got the playbook from Byron Leftwich?
Oh no! Byron Leftwich came to his house.
And Byron Leftwich went to the wrong
he
house.
He went to the wrong house. That's right. That's right.
You were quite upset about that.
You didn't like that.
Well, because he was cheating.
You remember we used to do a bit on this show with the book? And it was of all the people that I disliked.
That you disliked, yes.
We picked the wrong person
we
to do that bit
did.
With. Well, Scraby's book is 5 times the size
I think
of mine.
As we've done this show longer, we've realized that he hates far more people
Way
than
Way more people than I do.
I don't hate Tom Brady. I just hate his winning against my team.
Number two.
Let's move it on. Come on, guys. Get it together.
How
move
many
it
times
along.
Did he beat the 49ers in the Super Bowl? Zero.
He just
so what are you
some,
talking about?
He just beats him.
He's just a hater. Yeah. He's working
just
on this.
A hater.
He's trying to turn over a new leaf.
You know,
and
I
not
talked to
hater.
My therapist the other day, and I said, therapist, I really want to stop being such a hater. And then we talked about it, and I was like, it's so instinctual that I don't know that I can get it out, but I'm trying. It's like
he
the Eminem.
It's instinctual.
It's like the Eminem song. I've got spite in my DNA. That's what it is. All right. Marcus Stroman agreed to a contract with the Chicago Cubs before the lockout, and it totals $71 million over 3 seasons, but he can opt out after $50 million in 2 years. So, Tony, how does he fit with this edition of the Cubs?
I personally think Marcus Stroman fits anywhere. He's a pitcher's pitcher now. You know, not a guy that's ever going to overpower you, but he's going to spot up. He throws anything in any count. He's got the ultimate command. He's got the ultimate swagger and confidence. However, if and when baseball is played, I don't see the Cubs being very good next year. They'll probably be, I don't know. We'll see how the collective bargaining agreement unfolds. But I know going into this offseason, they were trying to get rid of Wilson Contreras, who was going to be a free agent. The catcher is going to be a free agent after this next season. So, I mean, listen, I think Marcus Stroman will be fine. I think he'll have a great season, but I don't think he'll be playing on a very good team.
Chris?
Yeah, I like Marcus Stroman. I think he'll have a nice season, but he's used to playing on not very good teams. He was with Toronto, and they weren't very good. He was with the Mets last year, and they weren't very good. And now he's going to be with the Cubs, and they're not very good. But it's a nice addition for the Cubs. Gives them a top-of-the-end rotation guy. I think he would have fit well in the Padres' spot, but I don't think they had the money to sign him.
I don't think they did either.
Number one.
The NFL is going to air its first public service announcement on sports betting during the Thursday night football game tonight. The 30-second PSA features retired coach Steve Mariucci emphasizing the NFL's core message on responsible gambling. Quote, stick to your game plan, always bet responsibly, end quote. The PSAs will air once per game broadcast going forward. Chris, should the NFL be held responsible like alcohol and tobacco companies for this gambling stuff?
I'll answer the fact that they're having these ads during the games. It's a little bit like a beer ad, you know, saying please drink responsible. Yeah. I mean, of course they want you to drink responsible, but they want you to drink a lot of their beer. And the NFL wants you and needs you to gamble on their games. So we talked about this 100 times. In my mind, and I know some people disagree with me out there, the NFL would not be anywhere near as popular as it is now if it weren't for gambling, and that includes fantasy sports, which is a form of gambling. So it's the least they can do to try and keep people on the right path.
No, I don't think they should be held responsible.
All right, I have a...
What, was it, that's all I get?
Oh, sorry, I thought you were done.
I thought you were done. I don't think they should be held responsible. I think part of our issue as a whole in society right now is that there's no more, like, self-governance of, you know, yourself. Like, there's not enough of that.
Yeah.
So, listen, I think it's a good idea to have the commercials. Obviously, you want to protect yourself, but I think we just got to do better taking care of ourselves.
Very good, Tony. We're back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy Thursday Night Football, everybody, from Gwen and Chris.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.